Beitze per Gimel Mishnah Beis. Mitzuda is chaya va'oif, traps in which you are caught. Chaya, you have a deer. Very hard to catch a deer. You have to catch it with a trap, otherwise you wouldn't have it to shech. Va'oif, certainly they're wild, so you have to catch them with a trap. V'dogim, shason me'erev yamtiv. The trap was set on Erev Yamtiv. There's no discussion over here about Seder. It's not a problem. The problem over here is that since these things run wild, they're not considered min hamuchon. We had a discussion, legabe yoinim, in a shoivach, in perik aleph, legabe being making them, considering them oimid l'shchita. These were caught, they're certainly not oimid l'kach, they're muktzah. Lo yitom em b'yamtiv, you're not allowed to take them to shecht, elam ken yoideya, shenitzoidu me'erev yamtiv, unless you know that they were caught erev yamtiv, then they're ready oimid umuchonim, for Achila on Yom Tov itself. Now, the Rav points out the obvious question that you never know if it was there from Erev Yom Tov. Elam ken yoideyash and itzodim Erev Yom Tov, and what happens if it's a Sofik? You don't know for sure that it wasn't there on Erev Yom Tov. You don't know for sure that it was there, so it's a Sofik. What would you say, Sofik? If you all muktzah deraisa, no, but pashtus muktzah is derabonon, Sofik derabonon lekula, no. You hold over here, the Rav points out that this man, the Omer, holds that a Sofik Mukhon is considered not Mukhon. It's considered Mukhtzah. What's Takat Shan this Chumrah? You look at the Taisis Yom Tiv and Kivega, they bring different shittas from the Rishonim. One reason is, Vais Tais Mukhtzah, they were Machmi even B'mokhom Sofik. Chazal sometimes were Machmi even B'mokhom Sofik. This is a common Sofik, a Sofik Mukhon. So over here, they were Machmi. The other reason, the more lomdish reason, is al dovah sheyesh lamatirin. It might be a sofik, but the klal of dovah sheyesh lamatirin, since you could eat it motzi yomtiv, ad she yoichalenu, with being maker b'mokom sofik, yoichal behetern, where it's for sure as a heter. The nafkamina is something that won't last until motzi yomtiv. You can't say that since you could eat it motzi yomtiv, Samel will save it for then. It's going to go bad, it's going to spoil. Samel, then you wouldn't say the chumra of dovah sheyesh lamatirin. As I state in the Mishnah Berurah, to be Aloch in Tov Tzadik Zayin. Now let's read the Hemshek of the Mishnah. Umaisa benochri echot, there was a maisa goy, hevi dogim l'ram gamliel, they brought fish for Ram Gamliel, vice toys, a sofik muchon, v'oma mutarin hein, he paskin their mutin. Very often the case in the Mishnah is, which the Gemara explains over here, is that it sounds like the Mishnah is bringing support, umaisa is bringing a maisa that says what we just said. So you have to read that the and this is the way the Braisa says it, that there's a Madama that's chelik on the Tanakama Rabbi Gamliel, umaisa for Rabbi Gamliel to support the Deya chelikes. Rabbi Gamliel holds Sofik Muktzah, he doesn't hold to the reason that we just mentioned, Sofik Muktzah, Sofik Menamukhan is Mutter. El Shein returned to the Kabbal Himenu. He didn't want to be Meshach Shaychit him al Tzmatona, of having to be maketoiv to that specific goy or goyim b'chlal. L'maisa, the machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakam is not a simple machlekes, because the Gemara, Teis Yonta brings it over here, it's the Gemara Dav Chov Dalid, and the Teis Yonta learns that Rav means this way also, is that Avada, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Sofik Muchon Me'esmoil will not be mutter in Achila. And the reason for that is because we learned in the beginning of the Masechta that besides for the regular muktzah, muktzah betiltel, or muktzah using something that's not oimid l'shimush, there's a din of achana de rabba. So that din still stays in place. If it's a sovik mukhan, could be it's even deraisa, so avada that will be also. Over there, avada will go l'chumra. The shailu is only on the tiltel, and on that, the Tanakama said, lo yitol mehem b'yamtiv, you can't take it, because it's sovik mukhan, lo yitol, and on that, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't mean to be matter that you'd be allowed to use it. It just means you'd be allowed to take it. So we pointed out that there's two reasons over here for the Chacham. Either that they were Chazal or Machmir by a Sofik Muktzah. So you say Rabbi Gamliel holds the Sofik Muktzah not, but not on the Sofik Achona. The second reason, Dov Shiesh L'Matirin, the Dov Shiesh L'Matirin, you'll have to say, the post can point out, that the Dov Shiesh L'Matirin means, the Lashon the Gemara is over here in Beitza, Ad sheyechalenu be'iser, yoichal behetah. I'm sorry, that's the Lashon of Rashi. Ad sheyechalenu be'iser, yoichal behetah. Wait for it after Yom. That nusach only talks to Achila. The Gabi Tiltel, when we talk about being metaltal, you can't say, well, you could carry it tonight. Similarly, you're not allowed to be metaltal today. The tiltal of tonight is not the tiltal of now. So if I could carry tonight or I can't carry it tonight, that's one shaila. But the carrying of now won't be replicated tonight. Eating, I could put it in the freezer, I could put it aside, and I could eat it tonight. Even that, what happens if something is going to completely spoil? Lav davka, this is a svarovat shiachalenu. By the way, this svarovat shiachalenu, which is Rashi, is not muskan by all the Rishonim. There's a famous Ran in Nedorim. Daf Nun Beis, it says a totally different reason. A ganze tifa lomdish reason. The Ran says that the reason why Dovah Sheyesh L'matirin can't be mutter mishum sofik, he talks over there legabi bitl, a taruvus. Here, when we're talking about an apple, something that was picked, or chaya that was sofik nitzoid. But he says over there legabi taruvus ayin shom, it's nagia to the sugis, very much to the sugis of min b'minay, min shaloi b'minay legabi taruvus. But over here, the heter is you could eat it tonight. That's not legabi tiltul. So legabi tiltul is not Dovah Sheyesh L'matirin. So that's what Rabban Gamliel holds. So what did the Rabbanan hold? It's Kenzain, the Tos Yomtov points out, that the Rabbanan hold that once it's Osir Ba'achila because of Dovah Sheyesh L'matirin, or because of the first reason that we're Machmir in the Sofik Muchon, so then by definition it's going to be Osir B'Tiltul. What do I care if the reason why it's Osir Ba'achila is, I know for sure that it's Einem in Amuchon, or it's a Sofik. Vinishvi, right now there's nothing I can do with it. I have a piece of meat, or I have a chayer and I can't do anything with it. So lechayer it's has no shimush. Lechayer should be mukta. And what does Rabban Gamliel hold? Rabban Gamliel holds since it's only a suffix, so the suffix, we won't say that something that you have to be meneya to use because of suffix, you'll have a din that it's also betilful. So what happens, let's say you have a piece of food on Shabbos and you have a suffix, you have to ask a rov. You have no idea if it's mutter also, or what happens if it's taka sofik? You have no idea. It's something that's not even asking a rov, something that's kipaskin and shulchan aruch is a sofik. So what would be the halacha? Is it mutter betiltul? Is it not mutter betiltul? That's a good shaila. But those are the halachas that are mavur over here in the Mishnah. So again, there's a lot of back and forth on this machlok Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanon. We'll just add, the Rav adds a few other dinim there in the Geya to things that end up by a yid on Yom Tov. We're talking about things that are a sofik nitzod me'alein. But what happens if a goy trapped it for a yid? So here's a famous sugya. Over here in Beit Zedav Chavdal is a famous sugya where there's a gzeirah derabbonon that besides for Amir Lakum, which we know, we had all over Shabbos, where a yid is not allowed to have a goy do something for him because then it's ke'ilu, the yid's doing malach. It's like a shlichus for the goy is doing for the yid. The yid is on a derabbonadik level doing malacha. Besides for that, there's a separate takana. Chazal don't want goyim doing for yidin. If a goy does something behead you for a yid is not allowed to benefit. He wasn't even on the goy doing. For instance, a goy knows that a yiddish house is not livable because there's no entranceway. It's a case in the Gemara. So what he does is he builds a ramp that you can get into the house. You're not allowed to go in. You weren't over on him building. No problem, you don't have to tear it down, you go in Matzah Yom Tov. But the fact of the matter is, Chazal Asid, you're having Hano from something he did for you. The common case is what happens if a guy turns on a light for a yid on Shabbos. Sometimes people think, okay, you know, hinting this and that, there's a separate takana. There's a takana where a guy turned on the light behind you for a yid, the yid is not allowed to be nana from the light. That's a major problem. And it's only mutter under certain circumstances. So here we have the Gemara and the Rav bringing Barichus, that if a goy caught was tzod, chaya, noif, etc., or brought peris michutz l'tchum, the hano is not only using it on Shabbos, the hano is motzi Shabbos b'chdei sheyasa. This is a separate halacha, you don't have this by Amir La'akum. A yid is not allowed to be nene b'chdei sheyasa if he brought it from an hour away. Then he's not allowed to use it until after his Mabachdeshi has a picture. There's a lot of facts at work, but just to put into the Olam's head, where would be Negea? What happens, an overnight delivery, and a goy brings for a yid on Shabbos? Is he allowed to rip it open? Let's say he's not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Let's say in cases where it would come onto this problem. Till when would he not allowed to be used at Matzah Shabbos? Until Mabachdeshi has it. The Rav brings a kitzer of the raid of Rashi and Dav Chav Dalid, where Rashi says that 2 days Yom Tov, If a goy brings something on the first day, Yom Tov, a yid would be allowed to be nene from it. He brought peres mechutz l'tchum, a delivery mechutz l'tchum. So he's allowed to be nene on the second night. Why? Either the goy did malach on the first day, that was Yom Tov, now it's matzah Yom Tov, sveka d'yomer. Or the second day is Yom Tov, and the goy did something on Erev Yom Tov. You're allowed to play the 2 days of Yom Tov connected each other, similar to what we had in Perek Aleph, l'gabe beitz shenolda, but 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, nah. We don't look at that as a sveka d'yomer, we look at it as a yom arichto, and there, both days are one kiddush, avada would be also till after the b'chdei shiyasa of the second day. Mishnah Gimel. Behema misukenes lo yishchot. If a behema is misukenes, but even where it's about to die, the behema is not a trefa. So if it's shechted quickly, you can eat from it. The behema is going to die. The behema has pneumonia. The behema is going to die, but if you shecht it, it's not going to turn to nevela. You're going to save yourself a hefse meruba. You're not allowed to shecht it. L'chari, you had no intention of eating this. You're not shechting it be'etzem because you want to eat it. You're shechting only because you want to save it from dying and being an avela. So you're not allowed to shecht it. Elon came yeshos bayoim lecho mimena kezayis tzoli. Unless there's enough time on Yom Tov to eat from it a kezayis tzoli roast of roasted meat. Let's break this down. We had the beginning of Perek Beis. That a yid is allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos afterwards, only Ayde Erev Tavshilin. It's an Issa Derabbanon to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Why is it only an Issa Derabbanon? L'chair, if he's cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos afterwards, L'chair, it's not Eichel Nefesh at all. He doesn't mean it, L'tzarech Yom Tov. So we brought down over there a sugya of Rabban of Chizdim Psachim Daf Mevav, the famous sugya of Hoyl. Rabba, the Amora Rabba, says that there's a heter of hoyl. Since Lamaisa, if an oireach, a guest, would show up in his house, hoyl de mikla le be'orcho, an oireach would come to his house, the halach is, that's called oichel nefesh, to have fresh food around. So, Mele, you're right, maybe you're cooking for Shabbos, theoretically, but practically, maybe the food will be used for Yom Tov, that's enough. And midaraisa, it's mutter. Rav Chisda argues on that, since the fellow who's cooking, his kavanah was for Shabbos for the day afterwards, that's not Malechus Oichel Nefesh. He holds that the reason why over there it's Mutter is because Yom Tov and Shabbos Kedusha Achas, it's not called you're cooking on Yom Tov for Issur Chag. And because of that, it's only in Issur D'Rabbanon, and because it's only in Issur D'Rabbanon, that's why Erev Tavshilin works. That's the Mishnah over there. Over here, Betzim, there should be an Issur D'Rabbanon. That says, Midaraisa, according to Rabbah, Avada, there's no Issur, even though you have no intention of eating. But Lamaisa, if somebody's going to show up, you'll have what to feed him. But there has to be, you're going to have what to feed him. So it has to be enough that you have shows by him, you have enough time to give him to eat a Kezayis of Tzoli. Why Kezayis, why Tzoli? We'll get to in a second. According to Rav Chisda, that's not a matter. So that means it's not enough that you have enough time to feed him. You have to actually have a mind to eat it. If you want to save the animal from dying, becoming an avela, you're going to have enough time. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to cook up the piece of meat, and you're going to have enough time for kezayis tzoli. That's the pshat in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Rav Chisda. Why kezayis and why tzoli? So the kezayis is interesting. The Rishonim are not clear. Gedolei Achronim have a machlokes about it. So Tshuvas HaMeir Lo'olam is one of the Gedolei Litter from 150 years ago. He talks different svaras. He says, maybe Kezayis, maybe Taka will be Mechadish, and this will be a source, that Oichel Nefesh, what's called eating? Eating means a Kezayis. Now, it's not a mitzvah, it's not an averus, so what are we talking about? We're talking about a sheer Maisa Achila of Matzah, or of eating Basa B'cholav, the son. But we'll say Oichel Nefesh, even though Be'etzem, theoretically, the Achilas HaNefesh of what fills a person up is not totally in a kezayis. It could be more, it could be less. A drop of something to eat is refreshing. Filling up is definitely more than a kezayis. But still, that's the Maisa Achilas, so that's the definition of Achashe Yochel Lechol Nefesh. A chiddush. Others Taina, Rabbi puts down its Tzadim, that maybe Taka Kezayis over here in the Mishnah is Lav Dafka. Others want a Taina that no. The shaila is not over here what Eichel Nefesh is on a deraisa level. The shaila is what Chazal were matir. They wouldn't be matir unless there's something significant, unless you could do a Maisa Achila b'chdei sheyasev ba'isayim. So that's the pshat on the word kezayis. What does it mean, tzoli? See, here we have to give a little bit here there. Person wants to eat meat. It's clear in the Mishnah over here that the heter will not be if he only has enough time to eat a raw piece of meat, even though raw piece of meat theoretically can eat it. Nobody's ever eaten raw piece of meat before. Since b'derech ha one doesn't eat raw meat, by the way, raw meat in a person's freezer is muktzah. So the pshat in the Mishnah is this. There's two ways to eat a piece of meat after it's shechted. It's not an avela, but it's a basic problem. That a piece of meat, b'derech ha, contains dam. Now, midiraisa, not only midiraisa, but midirabonon, the meat that's in the piece of basar is considered part of the basar. The natural blood that's running through the meat, if one shecht, theoretically, you could pick up a slab of raw meat and you could eat it as is. Either is blood. That dam is not what the Torah calls ki adam hua nefesh. That's not dam that runs out of the body. That's dam that's part of the body that one could eat. What's the problem? Why do we need malicha, salting meat? The reason is because when one cooks the meat, the dam comes out. And then the dam goes back. That dam that comes out is already dam that's running out of the body. It's dam that flows. When it goes back into the piece of meat, that's already basar that's saturated with dam that's asur. The dam is only asur to eat meat, to drink, whatever you want to call it. Once it leaves the piece of basar, then it's already dam bifnei atzma. It's not a chelik of the basar. One eitzah for that is malicha. It's time-consuming, it's tedious. We're talking here against the clock. It's the end of Yom Tov. The other eitzah is to be tzeleah, to roast a piece of meat. Roasting, the heat is more intense. It doesn't draw out the dam and then the dam goes back in. Whatever dam is out, drips out. Whatever dam is drawn out, drips out. And whatever dam is going to be inside, stays inside. Because it's not cooked in water, it's roasted. So the roasted, the piece of meat stands by itself, some dam drips out, and some stays in. And then you can eat it. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah, why basar tzoli? Because that will be the slowest way, the quickest way, to be able to get a piece of meat that's roy to eat. Roy to eat over here means prepared. It has to be basar mavush, not basar chai. Comes along the Tanner Rabbi Kiva, Ime Afilu Kizayis Chai Bebeis Tvichoso. See, he's saying even if it's only enough time that you should have a Kizayis Boso Chai, it doesn't have to be cooked. Now the Gemara Dav Chofei makes a separate point. The word Mebeis Tvichoso means a Kizayis Chai right away pulled off the animal. And there's a basic problem here. Normally the way to eat Boso from an animal is, versteht, you have to prepare it als the malicha, als the bishul or tzliya. But there's another problem. Midrabonon, the halacha is that every animal needs to have a bedika on checking the lungs. Let's give a little bit of background. Normally, treifos, when we shecht the behema, we don't have to check a shecht. We don't have to check all the different types of treifos. Open up the head and the kidneys and the spleen, v'chule, to check all the internal organs. Why? Because there's a roif, and with falozach on a roif, the amount of animals that are a treifa, that are not nicker to the outside when you shech, are minimal. So you don't have to check. There's one bedika, which even though there's a roif and midiraisa, you're allowed to eat right away. Midirabonon, since there's some type of shchichus of that type of treifa, memela midirabonon chazal said, in Perigelu Trefis, that one has to check. Bidikas Hares, you have to check the lungs. Trefis in the lungs could go on for a while, and that's taka the trefa that they most often find. This, by the way, this din midirabonon of a miut miktsas, that's a little bit more shkiach, one has to check, is the makor of a lot of bug checking. Even if you say the roiv pieces of a certain, not lettuce, lettuce could have a roiv, but certain other vegetables could have a miut that are infested. Afilo achi, a miut hamotzui, one is mechuyev to check. Vinishvi, over here, al pi roiv, one wouldn't have to check. Midrabon l'chay, one should have to check. L'chay, Rabbi Kiva saying, klami beis tvichos, you don't have to chop open the whole behemi. You just cut a kezayis off with a sharp knife and enough time to eat it. It's mamsh the last minute of Yom Tov. What happened to B'dikah Sares? You'll have to say, the chazal over here waved that chiv to Rabbonon, al tzev se merub. That's what you say. The question is, what about the Tanakhama? It doesn't say that the Tanakama hold you need enough time to chop open the behemoth. Maybe not. Maybe all Kedai Soli, you make a fire, and right away you'll be able to be Tzeleh. Maybe you don't have to cut open the behemoth and check the reis. It does take a few minutes. That's not clear. Vinishvi, Kedai Chaim Beis Tichos and Shitzu B'Kiva is clear that they waive that requirement. Shchota Basoda, let's say the animal's out in the field. Normally it's in the barn, it's in the field. It's not at home. It's not where you'd be turning it into a piece of meat out Simchas Yom Tov. Lo yeviena b'moit u'b'moito. Moit and moito are two ways of schlepping. An animal is heavy. So either two people carry like a wheelbarrow, sort of they carry it, it's shoulder carried, or it's carried by arm. One is a moit and one is a moito. Minishvi, they're carried by two people. The mefarshim over here are not clear. Taisus Yomtif has different mashmos in. If the issur is because two people are carrying it, that means there's a zilzal and Yomtif over here. For making a whole public mice of carrying an animal from the field. It's not Yom Tov thing. So when it's something that's normally done by two people, so that's why Chazal said not to do it. Whether it's only Ba'ifin, where it's by two people, or if it's in one person, that, again, like with him, another Nakuda over here is that maybe they only ask it up in this case, because in this case it's not for Sudas Yom Tov. It's dumb. I have some rubber. It's running a farm. So that, they said, lo yaviyen b'maytu b'maytu. What happens if it's clear public knowledge that for Sudas Yom Tov, right now we're going out to the field outside the shtot shecht a behemo. Okay? That's not a zilzul Yom Tov, so that you can carry it back b'maytu b'maytu. It's machlokes ha-poiskim l'maysa. Seems like the consensus of the poiskim is, even by a regular behemo, it just happens to be, it's mentioned in this context. The Mishnah says, evarim, evarim. You can bring it piecemeal, you can bring it piece by piece from the Soda. You just can't bring it in a regular business-like display.